You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And it's about that time. NBA will announce the NBA All-Star starters for the upcoming All-Star game out in Charlotte, which should be a great game. But the question is, will any member of the San Antonio Spurs make that Western Conference squad? There's a couple of guys I know right off the bat that could be worthy of a nod, but will they make it or will they won't? And why or why not? Also on the show, is it Lonnie time? Is it time for the Spurs, Popovich, the coaching staff to say, you know what? It's time to unleash the rookie on the NBA. To do that and more, I am joined by Gerald Tracy, my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio. Gerald, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And I'm pretty sure the NBA is going to announce that you got the starting point guard position for the Western Conference squad this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna get that starting position spot locked up in a and in a conference full of guards. I think it just really speaks to my ability on the floor to pump everybody up, throw down some jams, and I got a pretty good nickname. It's called the typer.
There you go. You
I'm
see,
just typing up these wins.
If you're listening to NBA, make sure you give Gerald a call immediately. But I mean, all kidding aside, Gerald, look, the Western Conference All Stars. I think this week. I'm pretty sure this week they'll be announced East and West. The Spurs really haven't fared well in at least fan voting. Now, there's some sort of complicated math now. It's fan plus media plus players. But the point is, it doesn't matter how it shakes out. We just want to know, will a San Antonio Spur or Spurs represent the Alamo City? Right off the bat, Gerald, you want to look at a guy. Let's take him first, and we'll go with the other guy, the other obvious guy, LaMarcus Aldridge. He has not placed in the top 10 among fan voting this season, at least through the first three returns. Are you a little shocked by that?
Yes and no. Yes, because he's played so well, I definitely think he's deserving. No, because it is a popularity contest in the end. And when you look at the front court, you've got guys like LeBron, Luka, Paul George, Kevin Durant, and Davis rounding up those top five. And you look at them, three of those guys easily top markets in the NBA, top markets in general when you're talking about LA, Dallas, and Golden State being that Oakland, California, and just having all the winning history they have in the past 4 or 5 years really helping them out. So that's when you look at that, that's more of a popularity contest. And then with Luka, LeBron, and Kevin, in my opinion, you look at guys like Paul George, Anthony Davis, Stephen Adams, Jokic over in Denver. I think those are more a testament to just how well they're playing, mixed with their popularity in general. But it doesn't surprise me too much.
It surprised me a little bit in the sense that he's been kind of a quiet force for San Antonio. You look at what he's done lately. 56 points versus OKC in a double overtime win for San Antonio. He recently put up 30-plus points and 10-plus rebounds in a loss to the Clippers. The point is this. He's putting up quiet, big numbers. And, you know, he's come close to getting a Western Conference Player of the Week, Player of the Month, the nods. He's been nominated, but he's never really went over that hump. Do you think, putting aside the popularity contest, do you think it's simply just because the Spurs aren't really that not top of a top 4 or 5 team?
I mean, I would love to say that's what it is. And I mean, don't get me wrong. That crossed my mind as well before we went into this conversation, Jeff. Problem is, neither is Dallas. Neither is New Orleans.
Yeah.
Heck, the Lakers, as of this point, they're not even in the playoff run. Of course, that's also because LeBron's been out for a few weeks. But, I mean, you've got 2-3 other guys right there who aren't even really there. I mean, even on you look over at the guard spot, and this is in the front court, but Devin Booker is on one of the worst teams in the league, and he's in the top 9 spot.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, to me, just, I mean, this fan voting, it's all vote. I mean, I don't like it like this. I don't like that's the way it is. I don't like that you get three positions and you put them all in the front court. and they're all get voted on like that. I think it'd be a lot better if you did it by position like it used to be, but this is how we have it. Unfortunately, LaMarcus Aldridge is one of those guys who's more than likely going to get snubbed, and he's more than deserving.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because there is no more center spot. They say nowadays it's a dying position. And LaMarcus, though, although he does not like playing the center spot, he has been playing the center spot this season, obviously with injuries to Pau Gasol, you know, Poeltl so slowly coming along and whatnot. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think you remove that position among fans to vote on, you know, and that pretty much then becomes a free-for-all because it's a positionless league right now, Gerald. And let's just face it, you know, LaMarcus is a dying breed.
No, yeah, it is. And another thing that, I mean, the thing that really does surprise me when you're looking at the second returns for the voting that came out just a while back, I know we have a story up there in Spurs Zone. You're looking at the top 10 in the front court. DeMarcus Cousins is number 10 with 276,000 votes. The fact that there has not been at least 300,000 Spurs fans or at least 300,000 votes is, well, that's what's surprising to me. Because I know the Spurs fans run deep. I know there's a lot of y'all out there. I just don't understand why they're not voting.
I get that. I think the Spurs fans, they would like to see a silver and black player go to Charlotte. But, I don't really see them really pushing the vote. Social media, you don't see them really trying to rally the troops. You really don't see that. And I'm not blaming the Spurs fans. We get it. At the end of the day, you know, this is, like you mentioned, a popularity contest. And you're looking at some of the fan results. Cousins getting up there, Luka up there, et cetera, et cetera. So that leads us to the next guy who wears silver and black, and that is DeMar DeRozan. Now, DeMar DeRozan has been getting votes. The last check in the third fan returns, he was still stuck at seventh. He really hasn't budged from that seventh spot. Nevertheless, seemingly because of the position, and again, because of a popularity contest among fans, he's likely to get snubbed for a starting spot, isn't he?
Yeah, no, I mean, he'll likely be snubbed. And it's unfortunate because you look at it, and Derrick Rose is number two. Last time I checked, Derrick Rose is way up there. And Derrick Rose is playing good. He's playing really well for a guy in his position. But do you really think he's playing better than DeMar DeRozan? Is he really a higher all-star than DeMar DeRozan? I mean, heck, looking at the second returns, just the ones I have in front of me at the moment, they have Derrick Rose over James Harden and Russell Westbrook and even Klay Thompson. So it's one of those things. Again, it's like I want to take this seriously, but and I think all sports are having this issue lately where they have the All-Star games, they have the Pro Bowl, they're trying to find a way to do it, and it's just not working out.
Yeah, it's obviously not working out. Now, does the NBA try to spice it up? Yeah, they do. You know, this is going to be the second year where they're going to pick captains. And, you know, they're going to be two captains picking from a pool of players. And this time it's going to be televised. So there's some fun to that. But there's always going to be snubs each season, every season. And, Gerald, let's talk about the fact that he plays a position that's very stacked in the Western Conference.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the guard position in the Western Conference, you could probably draft 25 guys just in the Western Conference if you were starting a new team. Talk about the guard position. I mean, every one of these teams has at least one or two guards who are just phenomenal. And it's the era of the point guard or the shooting guard mix, the two guard right now, where we've just got so many. I don't know of another, you know, time where we've had so many guards that are just playing so well, who all of them are, almost all of them are all-star worthy. I mean, I even said it a minute ago, Devin Booker is on arguably the worst team in the NBA, one of the bottom two or three, and he's an all-star. it's a crazy time for the NBA right now, and I think it speaks to the generation that's watched Michael Jordan and watched Kobe Bryant and watched LeBron James, where they've grown up playing a game the way they see their icons playing, the way they saw Kobe playing, the way they saw LeBron play, the way they saw Michael play. They want to be the quarterback of the basketball team, but they also want to score 30 points a game.
Well, this begs a question now. Do you think LMA or DeMar may be selected to be on the Western Conference reserves?
I think one of them will. I'd probably put my money on DeMar before I do on LaMarcus.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because I think DeMar is going to be the name they want up there, not LaMarcus. DeMar will be the guy they want to see go up against Kawhi just to make it a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But same time, I think LaMarcus probably has a better shot because he has a little bit less competition showing mm-hmm. around that position, if that makes sense.
You're right.
But then again, you could say, you know, DeMar is already seventh on the list. LaMarcus isn't even on the list. so it's an interesting conversation to be had, but I definitely put my money on DeMar.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think DeMar will likely, hopefully, get a nod. My only concern, though, is that his recent play may, you know, hurt him in a bit. Let's face it, Gerald, he has not been playing DeMar DeRozan basketball this month. He's under 20 points, you know, well beneath what he's been averaging in the first 3 months as a Spur, 20-plus points or more. Shot horribly against the Clippers. He hasn't really been playing well. Chalk it up to fatigue. He says no. Chalk it up to the heavy minutes the Spurs started him out at. You know, he's saying it's not a factor. Do you think his recent play this month, the worst time, if he wants to be an all-star, do you think that's going to hurt him?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely see it hurting him. If it comes down to it, hey, we want to put a Spur in, do we pick DeMar or LaMarcus, and they look at that, right, you could see that hurting him for sure. Again, he still is DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. He's still an all-star player. He's still deserving of it. He's proven what he can do. It's a month of basketball. Everybody has their bad stretches, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's just that's what happens. The fact of the matter is he's looked at from a lot of people outside. And I mean, of course, Spurs fans know it. People who cover the Spurs know it. Right now, it's LaMarcus Aldridge carrying the team.
Mm-hmm.
From the outside looking in, people see DeMar DeRozan as the reason the team is where it's at. And that's just from people who probably don't keep up with him as much or people who are surprised by how well the Spurs have been playing in the past month or so. They're gonna look at DeMar.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, before we take our first break, Gerald, I got to ask you, though, if any Spur is going to make it to Charlotte, it likely could be Davis Bertans. If he or any member of the Spurs three-point shooting army does not get a nod for the three-point shootout, I'll be floored because the Spurs lead the league in three-point percentage, Gerald.
Yeah, I'd be shocked about that too, but at the same time, we did just see Dirk Nowitzki getting an invitation today, so maybe that knocks out one of the younger guys, like Bertans, which could be unfortunate, but I mean, again, that's the NBA, and I mean, I say this also wanting to say that the NBA has the best all-star week than any other league, in my opinion. I think they do it right, as right as they can. However, I think that's also a league trying to get as many people to watch as possible because this is Dirk Nowitzki's last year. Everybody loves him. He's never done anything wrong. He's the poster child of how to be an MVP, how to be a legend. And let's see if he can still hit a three. But unfortunately, that's going to take away from a guy like Bertans.
Yeah, well, hopefully Bertans, Bellinelli, Forbes, we'll get the invite, although Bellinelli did say that he's done. You know, he won his three-point championship as a Spur. Back in 2014, I believe. So hopefully, a member of the Spurs will go to the Charlotte games Saturday night. And likely it might be Bertans because he leads the league in the NBA in three-point field goal percentage. All right, so we're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to put Lonnie Walker in the spotlight. We are back, and I'm joined by my colleague at News 4 San Antonio, Gerald Tracy. Follow him on Twitter, at GTracySA. Gerald, the rookie, Lonnie Walker, he has been lighting up the court in Austin. He recorded... He recorded four games straight of 20 points or more in Austin. He's been just pretty much tearing up the G League. This begs the question, though, Gerald. He's been putting on a show up in Austin. Is it time? Should the Spurs seriously consider bringing him back and just giving him some minutes during the rest of the season?
I say yes. Obviously, he's proven that he can play. He's showing that he does well. I don't want to put too much into it. It is the G League. We know that there is one in, 12, 13 of those guys who's probably going to do well in the NBA.
Yeah.
So it's a lower standard of product he's going to see. I mean, especially when you're playing in the Western Conference as the Spurs do, he's going to be going up against guys who are all-stars or all Hall of Famers every week. But so you don't want to take the minutes of him learning away from him in the G League, but you also don't want to waste him down there playing against product and production that frankly isn't up to his level, because he's showing that he can play well. So I say bring him up, let him play, start putting him in. You have a week till the All-Star, have him come up. I mean, right, the Spurs playing a few games upcoming this next few weeks, and let's see what he can do.
Well, look, he did travel with the Spurs to Philadelphia. He did make his NBA debut in a win over the Raptors, and he recorded, 3 points, something like that. Played very few minutes, five minutes at best. But then again, you know, got shipped back to Austin. He's been playing well, as we already mentioned, averaging double-digit figures for the Austin Spurs. Popovich did say Young Walker, you know, needs playing time. He's going to find it up in Austin. My question is this. Do you think the Spurs should really just keep him there? Stop bringing him on the road trips. Stop bringing him to San Antonio. I mean, at least during games. Bring him to San Antonio to check on his, you know, his health. You know, obviously his knee was an issue to start the season. But if he's away from the basketball, meaning while the Spurs, he's with San Antonio and Austin's playing, and he's just sitting on that bench, do you think it's doing more harm than good for him?
Yeah, definitely. If he's not going to play, leave him in Austin. Mm-hmm. Let him continue to work out that knee. You don't want that knee to get tight. You want him to be used to running on it and playing on it and getting those minutes. I mean, I know I just said the talent down there is not going to be the same he's facing, but if he's not even playing, why do it? I mean, you got to wonder, too, did they take him on the trip to Philadelphia because he's from there?
Yeah.
Was it part of like a homecoming for him?
Yeah, I think it was. He is a hometown hero, not necessarily in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but in Reading, Pennsylvania. Reports did say that busloads of some of the kids in his hometown made the journey to Philadelphia to see their local guy, Lonnie Walker, play, hopefully. Now, obviously, this is recorded before the Philadelphia game. Hopefully, he did play and give the fans in attendance at Wells Fargo Center a treat. But if he doesn't, it wouldn't be a surprise. Because let's face it, Gerald, Popovich has a really close rein on rookies. And unless your name is Ben Simmons or Kawhi Leonard or Tim Duncan, a guy like Walker, who, remember, this is just, 20 years old, he may need more grooming. Gerald, I ask you this. The Spurs have used the G League, Austin Spurs, almost perfectly in recent years. I look to Danny Green, Boban Marjanovic, Davis Bertans, Bryn Forbes, Derek White. They're products of that Spurs system that run in the G League. Knowing what he's doing in the G League, Gerald, knowing the raw physical talents that he has, should he really get his minutes next season, do you expect him just to explode on the scene, or do you think patience will still be in order?
I think patience is going to be the order. We've seen the Spurs do this, as you said, plenty of times before. Mm-hmm. I never questioned Greg Popovich at all or the Spurs. They've found ways to continuously win, even when they lose Hall of Famers or MVPs, and they find ways to do it, and I don't question that. So I think patience will be what happens, unless something dramatic happens in the second half of the season. I don't see him being a guy who explodes on the scene and just takes the NBA by storm. Yeah. And that's not because he can't do it. I think the Spurs will practice patience, as you said.
Prior to the game versus Philadelphia, he spoke to reporters saying that he understands the process. He is patient, that he does believe in the G League system, and that his time will come. He even joked that nobody in the NBA knows his name. I mean, that's how much he started at the bottom. So hopefully with time and grooming, Lonnie Walker will either A, make an appearance on the regular this season, or if not, really, really show off what he's been learning in Austin next season. All right, so Gerald and I are going to take our second break. We get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We are back, and I'm joined by my colleague, Gerald Tracy of News 4 San Antonio. Gerald, some closing thoughts. We kind of touched a little bit on DeMar DeRozan to start the show. We briefly mentioned that he's been slumping. quickly, do you think he'll snap out of that?
Oh, absolutely. Stars slump all the time, man. They do that week in, week out. They go in. I think what really tells is the difference between a star and just a normal NBA player is a star will find a way out of it. We've seen it plenty of times with plenty of different guys. Sometimes they last longer than you'd like. But
yeah.
And he's never going to admit to what it is. He's not going to say, I played too much or, you know, the road stretch or this or that. He's never going to admit to what the problem is. But he's a professional. He'll find his way out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you got to go. Everybody, Gerald's a very busy man. So we're lucky to have his presence on this show, Gerald. But but nevertheless, no, I agree. I think DeMar will snap out of whatever funk he's in right now. Good thing for the Spurs. Everybody's been rallying. You've been seeing guys like Patty Mills and Derek White and Rudy Gay. He's back. Really kind of pick up the slack for a slumping DeMar DeRozan. And quickly, you've heard the rumor mill. Supposedly, Sam Amick, recently reported on his website that the Spurs are interested in a couple of players out in Cleveland, Tristan Thompson and Alec Burke. Are you putting any stock in this?
A little bit. This is the time of the year, man. They're going to start throwing around a lot of crazy trade rumors. We only see a few of them ever pan out, right?
Yeah.
I'm not buying into the Spurs doing something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I don't see why they would do it. They finally found a way to start winning.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the pieces at the moment. Yeah, they've lost a game here and there to the Clippers or OKC, but they also won some games. You know, I mean, they tore up OKC. They tore up a Lakers team a few weeks back. I mean, I don't see a reason to do it, but never say never.
Exactly. Never say never. The history shows the Spurs really don't make a big splash at the All-Star break or right before the trade deadline, I should say. Likely it'll either be the same or the Spurs will wait for the waiver wire and see what veterans or other players that are, you know, set free by their teams to be picked up by another team. But Gerald and I, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the San Antonio Spurs, DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge's or any Spur chances at making the 2019 Western Conference All-Star team? What are your thoughts on DeMar DeRozan? Do you think he's in a slump? And what about Lonnie? Do you think it's time to unleash the rookie on the NBA? You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. Gerald, do you want to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
No, not at all. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, they can follow me. Yeah, no, they can follow me over at gtracy@sbgtv.com. And I'll consider getting back to them and maybe send them a free basket or something if they're a little bit upset.
There you go. Make sure to follow Gerald on Twitter and email him if you got any Spurs questions. But for Gerald Tracy, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.